And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, while most cities are competing to host sporting events, you know, like the Super Bowl, Denver, well, they're vying to bring the 2030 Gay Games to Colorado. Yeah, you heard that correctly. They're promising special areas for, quote, those who identify outside of the gender binary. The bid committee's presentation included a land acknowledgement pledge and appearances by various state officials. Between the indigenous ceremonies and gender-neutral facilities, you might forget to schedule actual athletics. And Washington, well, they're having their own gender identity crisis. Nancy Mace reports being attacked by a pro-trans man on Capitol Hill just days after transgender activists stormed congressional bathrooms to protest her resolution about biological sex and facility use. Meanwhile, the Biden administration's Department of Health and Human Services took a break from healthcare to celebrate pansexual and panromantic Pride Day. And incoming Trump officials are marking their calendars. Only 43 days until the sanity returns to HHS. A Southern California school district found $12,000 in their budget to pay transgender activists for 6 hours of staff training. The group, which runs a gender junk program supplying children with binders and packers, managed to train 1,100 staff members in creating safe spaces. That's $2,000 per hour to teach teachers how to ignore biology. And the federal government is developing quite an interest in your spending habits. A House Judiciary report reveals how the FBI and Treasury Department have turned banks into their personal surveillance teams, scanning purchases from Bible stores and outdoor retailers as potential red flags. Over 14,000 government employees conducted 3 million warrantless searches last year alone. Buy a Bible, shop at Bass Pro, pick up some ammo. Congratulations, you might have just made a federal watch list. Now, the abortion pill debate intensified recently from multiple angles. President-elect Trump raised conservative eyebrows by suggesting he will not restrict mail-order abortion drugs despite mounting evidence of their danger. What'd you expect? He's not pro-life. And California Democrats, meanwhile, are rushing to shield pill manufacturers from liability while threatening cities that resist new abortion facilities. And across the pond, Britain just saw the dark side of easy access abortion pills. A man was sentenced to 12 years for secretly crushing them into his pregnant girlfriend's drink, leaving her unable to ever conceive again. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm GB Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.